so many shows. SMS on Air, TV Talk. I'm Jay. I'm here with the illustrious Daily Review, Paul and Caroline. What's up, lady and gentlemen?
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey. What's up? It's Monday.
We're jazzed to be here with you.
Yeah. Exciting stuff. I know you've been up early today, Caroline, so I'll try to
make this
an easy show for you. Yeah, I know.
It's been a long day. Long day.
It has been a long day. But hey, we got some TV to talk about, right?
Let's
gonna be
do
good.
It.
Oh, I love it. And I hear Paul's going to try to do the news this time around. Is that true?
He does have experience. He's like an old newscaster back in the day.
Oh.
Right. Lots of Anchorman hijinks. Mustaches.
I'm excited about this now, yeah.
All right.
Go
so
with
the,
what you got.
The news. Find out why Australians and ninjas might not be a good fit. But first, on House of Cards, House of Cards released the first trailer for the final season yesterday. Focus is clearly on Claire Underwood, played by Robin Wright, as the new lead of the show following Kevin Spacey's disgrace-filled exit.
For real. Jeez.
Anybody watch that show?
I do. I'm all the way caught up.
I know lots of people who watch it.
I was
so
on
can they gracefully, you know, just say, and Frank died in an airplane crash or something?
I think they could. I mean, they have a lot of options just because there's always so much turmoil in that show. Anything could happen.
I'll take your word for it. Also, on Netflix, they announced that Black Mirror, their popular BBC import, will get a fifth season. No word yet on the expected release date, but from what I've seen, people expect it kind of soon, which is interesting because season four came out like in between Christmas and New Year's. So that's pretty recent.
Yeah. But aren't they like 5 or 6 episode seasons or something? I've never watched it. Pete keeps asking me to watch it, and I haven't watched it yet. But there's not very many episodes to the season, right? Do you know?
Yeah,
I don't know.
The BBC seasons were particularly short. The Netflix seasons are a little longer. Like, the BBC seasons were more like 6 episodes. Or they would just release, like, a Christmas special or something. Like,
right.
British people would be there for that.
Interesting.
All right, some sad news. Moving on to some sad news. David Ogden Stiers, otherwise known as Major Charles Emerson Winchester III from MASH, died over the weekend. He was 75, battling bladder cancer. And what I found was this very interesting reminisce by Alan Alda, who is his co-star on the show. If you remember MASH, you remember Winchester being the most kind of stuck up, out of place, you know, East Coast boarding school kind of guy that you could imagine stuck in Vietnam. And the imagery that he said was that David Stiers would ride a skateboard to work every day for the show, which is a complete clash, you know, with like the very stuffy Major Winchester.
Right.
So I thought that was a very... endearing story for Mr. Stiers.
I saw an awesome story actually that I guess though he was still a pretty private guy, and so the actress that plays Houlihan was like telling him, like, you know, none of us even have your home phone number. And when they wrapped the show, he gave out a book, and his phone number was written on the inside cover to her, like, you know, we could be friends.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice. Yeah,
huh.
I didn't know that. Loretta Swit, everybody.
Very cool.
All right, a TV rumor floating about that Fox is going after the WWE and hoping to get Raw and SmackDown from the USA Network. Is
it's
it
crazy?
True? We don't
it's
know.
Crazy.
I'm so happy. Pete's gonna love that.
I don't know. We'll have to hear from Pete from the street on the ups and downs of switching networks like that. We'll keep you updated.
Yeah, we need to find out about that because that would be big news for both those networks. That's not good for USA.
No, I mean, wrestling's a cash cow, really.
yep.
You know, they make a foolish amount of money. all right.
We stayed up with WWE there just because it came on right before Colony, so we'd like be ready for Colony, and then we got sucked into the last like
right.
15 minutes of wrestling.
Right, man. All right, well, guess we'll see.
For some reason, they love it at the comic shop. Last time I went in there, I was staying there for like 15 minutes, and they had it on, and there wasn't a single wrestling move performed in the entire 15-minute span. I was like, do they wrestle on this wrestling show? He's like, no, they mostly just talk.
Yeah, right. Right. Yep. That's entertainment for you.
All right. So Many Shows' favorite show, The Blacklist, the star Ryan Eggold, who was recently killed off the show, has found a new series to potentially call home. He'll star in a currently untitled medical drama pilot for NBC.
Interesting.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
Congrats to Ryan.
Yeah, that's Pete should be excited about that. You guys, I don't think, watched The Blacklist, but Pete is a huge Tom Keene, who that was his character. Huge Tom Keene fan. It was pretty devastating to lose him. So, hey, look, Pete, if you're listening, got a new show to watch.
You can get your Tom Keene fix on.
Right.
Let's hope that works out. Pilots are tricky business.
Yes, they are.
ABC is putting together a new talk show featuring a super recognizable face. This one is Sundays with Alec Baldwin.
Ooh.
Apparently, ABC has measured up where they stand in the current TV landscape that now includes things like Netflix and Hulu, and they're shaking things up. I don't know if you guys know, but currently Baldwin actually has a podcast called Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin. And the show is going to just take his format and turn it into a show. So he'll interview famous people, but on TV now. He's already booked Jerry Seinfeld as the first guest.
Wow. I knew he had a podcast, and there must have been like 15 different times. I'm like, I need to listen to that. Just listen to it. And I never have. He just doesn't. I don't know. He doesn't strike me as a podcaster. Yeah.
I'm with you. And he doesn't strike me as a host. We watched him a little bit on Match Game, the new Match Game that just came out. And he is such a funny guy because he, and I don't mean funny, haha. I mean like kind of awkward. Like there were several times when the celebrities that were on the panel there would say like Alex instead of Alec. And he like didn't let it go. Like he's like, it's Alec. Uh-huh. Like it was very like, he didn't kind of flow with it. He would like stop the show to deal with it. I don't know if that's a Sunday kind of talk show kind of feel.
Yeah, I don't know. I met him 20 years ago, totally by chance. I was at my mother's house, and she starts screaming bloody murder. Like, what the hell is going on? She's like, you won't believe who's outside. You won't believe who's outside. I'm like, who the hell's outside? She's like, it's the Baldwin brothers. I'm like, what Baldwin brothers? Look outside, and there's Alec and Daniel just chilling with my neighbor out in the front yard. We're like, what? And he's got like a commanding presence, so I could see that whole kind of hosting, I've got this kind of thing. I mean, this was a long time ago now, but I don't know. Doesn't strike me as a podcaster. I guess we'll see how this show goes.
I see him as a host. I mean, whenever he's on SNL, it's always super funny, even if he's not doing Trump.
Right.
He's still very funny.
I guess what I mean is that personable part, you know, that part where he's got to be a little easygoing, a little bit go with the flow.
Oh,
like
I think he thinks better than most people, but, but I think that works for him.
Nope.
All right. And
we
finally,
will see.
Yeah. And finally, it appears that ninjas and Australians do not mix. Or Australians have little interest in watching a show dedicated to warrior courses for would-be ninjas.
Interesting.
Just after two episodes, Australia's Channel 7 has shelved the show Australian Spartan due to poor rating. It will be bringing back My Kitchen Rules instead.
Wow.
They love a kitchen, not an ninja.
I guess is that the Australian version, like American Ninja Warrior? I guess they can't call it there.
Yeah. Wow.
Wouldn't have the same resonance with the Australian crowd, I don't think.
I guess not. A kitchen show over a Spartan show. That sounds kind of cool, actually. Spartan. I would get in on that. Wow.
It's like
sorry,
be hot
Australia.
Business. Those
right.
Those Helmworth brothers, man, they're good looking. I bet those Australian warriors are pretty happening looking guys.
Right.
Crazy.
Right. They're all Olympians and wrestle Crocs and all that.
They're all ex-cons.
Right.
Listen, we have Australians that listen and hang out at somanyshows.com. So you guys, when you hear this, I need to know what the deal is with this show and Channel 7 and My Kitchen Rules. So tweet me, email me something. I need to know.
And are you sexy ex-cons?
Yeah, that too.
Descended from ex-cons, okay? Let's not just besmirch the entire populace of the continent.
All right. Now we have
Zero
Australia hating us. Great. This show not sponsored by Australia.
You know how much we love Sandy from Greece. Give me a break.
Oh man, I love it. All right, let's get into our first topic of the day. Favorite TV shows from 2000 to 2010. They could not air at any time in 1999 or 2011. Had to be within that decade. These are harder than I ever imagined them to be. How was it for you guys coming up with some shows to discuss here?
We did have to do some looking around, especially just to catch those dates, because I could know some shows from that section, but I couldn't remember if they would come in before or after the date, you
know,
I
lost
parameters.
A couple. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I lost a couple because of those stupid parameters. I don't know who makes that stuff up, but damn it. All right, well, which one of you dailies would like to go first?
I'll take it.
Nice.
I actually found a lot of TV in this era that I bought actually like the DVD sets for and really enjoyed. First one I put was Firefly, often picked as a TV show that died way too young. It was a science fiction kind of a Western mashup by Joss Whedon. If you watch the behind the scenes of it describing the inception of the show, he says, well, I'm thinking about the Millennium Falcon, because when don't I think about the Millennium Falcon? And I thought, I got to watch this show. Thinking of the Millennium Falcon. Anyway, lots of great characters are in this, and the actors from it just keep turning up in other projects. You know, Nathan Fillion, Adam Baldwin, who is not Baldwin's brother, or Morena Baccarin, and they show up in like all kinds of stuff over and over again. Anyway, favorite show. From Joss Whedon in the same era was a show called Dollhouse that featured like these amnesiac people that would go and be like super spies for like a day, and then they'd go back and erase their memories.
Oh, I don't
very
remember
short-lived
this
show.
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, it was on Fox, and ultimately it came down to a romance between a character named Paul and a character named Caroline.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah.
Look
from
at
2004
this.
To 2009, we were graced with Battlestar Galactica, the reboot of the Cheese Fest from the early 80s. Or 70s, late 70s, actually. This one started with the miniseries to see if that was, you know, there was enough interest. There was. So they took about a year and started to put it together, and they came out with a really great series helmed by Ron Moore, who, you know, Outlander fans would really come to enjoy his work. He's just a great executive producer, made lots of shows people like.
Sure.
Same era, we have Lost.
Yeah,
it fits
on my
right
list.
In there. It ends at 2010, so it fits
I
right
know.
In.
I know. I'm like, yes, I can put that on my list. Yeah.
Lost, I could just watch any episode anytime and just get right back into it, you know? I don't need to, like, ramp up or anything like that. I'd remember them all, you know?
Wow.
Just great. Executive producers, J.J. Abrams gets, like, a lot of credit for this show because he helped invent it, but he did not run it. Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse ran it, and they did a beautiful job together. Damon has gone on to do, like, The Leftovers, and he wrote several Star Trek movies, and Carlton has gone on to do like Bates Motel and Colony for, you know, interesting point of fact. So great show, great lineage, great everything. Let's see.
While we're waiting for our Colony fix, we get to hit up our Josh Holloway on some Lost time.
That's right. So yeah.
See, also Heroes came out in that period of time. I'm not counting the reboot that happened a year or two ago. That was a totally different thing. Heroes are really enjoyed all the way through. Even when it started to suck, I still found some merit in watching it. That ran from 2006-2010. Moving over to cable, There's a show called Carnival that ran in 2003, took a year off, and ran in 2005. And this episode, this was kind of the poster child that people hold up when a series is on the bubble and might not get a proper ending, even from HBO. So they did not get a proper ending. They just kind of were like, this is expensive. We got to stop, because it was a very quirky show. It had very recognizable actors all throughout it, but it takes place in like the Dust Bowl era of this carnival traveling around with like a freak show and stuff like that. It's really watchable. It's very enjoyable. Let's see. My last good one from the era is Veronica Mars.
Oh,
really enjoy Veronica Mars.
A long time.
Yeah, developed by Rob Thomas, who lives in Austin. So, you know, there's an extra 2 points for being a Texan. features Kristen Bell as the titular Veronica Mars, the high school and college age private detective, I guess you'd call her. Great story. You know, each episode had its own little plot, but there was like overarching stories that, you know, drove each season. So then I came up with one stinker that I can remember with, like, you know, vivid clarity from this era. This was like when the mega game shows were becoming popular on TV, you know, like Millionaire and stuff like that. And so there was also Fox would just come with like the worst trash ever and turn that into a TV show. And I think their crowning achievement from the trash pile was Celebrity Boxing.
Oh, my Lord.
Do you remember Celebrity Boxing?
Wow. Yeah, I think
Tanya Harding was on there.
Tanya Harding.
And, you know who else? Paula Jones.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
They had
a
weird matchup. It was like Danny Bonaducci and Barry Williams. So it was like Danny Bonaducci, Partridge Family, Barry Williams, Greg Brady, and Bonaducci just beat the pulp out of poor Greg Brady. It was after you start to see Greg Brady with a black eye, blood coming out of his face, you're like, this isn't fun anymore. Or when Screech totally tore up Porsche. Oh my God, just not fun. So yeah, I think that was like the worst televised event I've ever seen. Celebrity Box, 2002.
Way to pull that one out. Dang. Caroline, can you beat that?
Oh, God. Okay, so I was trying to think about, you know, what phase of life we were in. So just so that you guys understand, we had just got married and we were having a lot of kids. So my shows were all over the place. But I started off with 6 Feet Under, and I just thought that was such an amazing show. Most favorite finale of all time. It's everything I need in a show. And then, of course, I have to hit up my Gilmore Girls. Amazing. And, you know, that fan presence is still so palpable now. I mean, we still have Gilmore Girls festivals, and they're still trying to hit up more revivals. So that one just, it's standing the test of time, my friend.
You want to know something about that?
Always. When don't I want to know something about that?
I got home this afternoon, and first thing out of Amy's mouth is, why'd you pick 2000 to 2010? I'm like, I don't know, because we just did 1990 to 2000. She's like, no, why'd you pick that? I'm like, because it was next. I don't know. I just chose it. And then she's quiet. I'm like, why is she quizzing me on this? She's like, did you pick this for Caroline? I'm like, what? What does Caroline have to do with 2000? She's like, Gilmore Girls. I'm like, I have
Amy's
no
got her
idea.
Eyes on you.
Like, I have no
That's
idea
okay.
when that show is on.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. Well, I appreciate it either way. Whether this was a subliminal, like, softball lob at me, I appreciate you.
Nope. I had no idea. This was a total chance.
Well, here's, like, a total way out there one. I used to watch Men in Trees. Do you remember that show with James Tucker and Anne Heche? Such a weird show. It was very Northern Exposure-esque. And I totally love that show. And then when James Tucker and Anne Heche actually got together during the show, Paul was like telling me more about that.
Yeah, like Anne Heche and James Tucker apparently were otherwise engaged, you know, relationship-wise. And then they do this show together, and they not only get married, but if you follow their IMDb, you know, write-ups, mm-hmm. from like then until probably Anne Heche being on The Brave, they worked on projects together that entire time. In fact, they were in they played a husband and wife in a post-apocalyptic show on Sci-Fi last season that I just got canceled because Anne Heche was available to do The Brave. But yeah, they did like TV movies, miniseries, whatever they would come up, they did it together. Very, very strange.
And I love that Paul knows TV so well that he remembered that the Papadopoulos's, do you remember George and Ma'am? They did the same thing after Webster. They totally also only did projects together, which is maybe why we barely ever saw them again. I don't know.
God.
Well, hitting up on the Brady front, I totally watched My Fair Brady when, do you remember Peter Brady was trying to find a wife? Do you remember that whole mess?
Oh, I don't remember
this totally
at all.
Yeah, he totally hit up on this. Oh, my gosh. He found this model. Her name's Adrian. Oh, my gosh. She was like a total psycho scene. She was like freaking out. It was a crazy, crazy reality show. But I loved it. I always love a little smutty kind of wacky TV like that. Speaking of, I'm always good for a makeover show. And that was such a strange time. I feel like this show would never, ever, ever fly today. But it was called Extreme Makeover. It was on from 2002 to 2007. And it wasn't just a makeover show, like in terms of like, oh, we're going to do your hair and makeup and you're going to learn some different things. Oh, no, they did plastic surgery on these women during the show. I think it would be so just murdered now. Like, no one would watch it. It's crazy.
The Swan was another one like that. Remember the Swan? Same kind of concept.
I completely remember the Swan. And again, think about that. When you call it the Swan, doesn't that imply you were the ugly duckling before you had plastic surgery?
Right.
How bad is that? Oh my God.
Right. The story is not Little Swan, right?
No. It's not Beautiful Swan either. Also, you may not guess this about me, but I enjoyed Pimp My Ride from 2004 to 2007 because it was just another makeover show, really.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
She had this huge exhibit poster in her room. I mean, it was like she even had gold teeth for a while. It was the whole thing.
I told you not to talk about my grill.
Oh, man, the things we learn.
I know. I had to wipe off the lipstick off of his lips on the poster. It was a little bit much, but yeah. So, all right. So here's another makeover one I loved. It was called Top Design, and it was only on for like, I don't know, it was like two seasons. It was like 2007, 2008, but it was Jonathan Adler. And it was another one of those contest interior design shows. But for some reason, the thing that stuck with me is at the end when he would like leave them to do their work, he would go, "See you later, decorator." For whatever reason, that just like tickled my funny bone. It kept me on. Clearly, I was sleep deprived. We had three children all in the same 10 and a half months. It was a nutty time. So anything made me apparently giggle Or cry, either one or the other. Old Trading Spaces was back then during, and they're coming back in just like another month or so. So I can't wait for Old Trading Spaces. They are one of my absolute faves. The one where they glue grass on the walls, like hay, and then the people come back and they just bawl their eyes out. I mean, if that's not quality TV, I don't know what is. That's just the funniest thing I ever saw.
The craziest stuff would happen on that show. Like there was one episode where they're just doing some suburban house, right? And it turns out that these people are Slash's neighbor, and they convince Slash to come over.
Oh, wow.
Barely like he even recognizes what's going on around him. You know, like I'm, you know, he's just like, I guess I'm on TV for a minute here, wearing, you know, because he walks around in leather pants all the time, apparently. And so he was there in full Slash outfit, but on Trading Spaces. It was crazy.
He did some excellent design work, Paul, even in those leather pants, which were perfectly paint-proof. So good for him. Yeah, so that was an excellent one. And then, do you remember Penn & Teller Bullshit? Do you remember that show where they basically like debunked various ideas? The one that stuck in my head forever was the recycling show, and they went through this whole thing about how it didn't make any sense, and monetarily it didn't make any sense, and they figured out this whole thing. We would watch those all the time and feel like
recycling is a lie.
That's what they claimed. They said it was a big fat lie, that none of it was worth it. I don't know if we should believe Penn & Teller as the environmentalists that they are, but it was hysterical. We totally watched it. My two, like, question mark shows were Pussycat Dolls. Do you remember that one? It was 2007, 2008. It was a contest to add a pussycat doll to the musical group. An amazing,
Lord.
Amazing episodes. Yeah, yeah, it was amazing. Wow. Paul and I went to
they have high standards.
They do have high standards.
Oh,
but
man,
here's the
no
funny
comment.
Thing. Paul and I, we went to a concert, and nobody had ever heard of the Pussycats dolls before. It was, I think, what was it, Paul? Gwen Stefani? I can't remember what the heck it was.
I think that's right, yeah.
Okay, so then I'm standing in line at the concession stand, and the opening act comes on, and you know they put it up on the like little telescreens around, and it was the Pussycat Dolls, and they start their live shows are like a billion times worse than anything they showed on TV, and I could just the entire concession stand place like quieted down, like what did we just all accidentally come and see. And it was about the funniest thing ever.
Wow.
So yeah, that was hysterical. Yeah, by the time I made it back with our drinks, I like just looked at Paul and just like glaring, and he was like already had that guilty face, like what did we all just see? It was so funny. Oh,
it was,
Lord.
It was like 45 minutes of that stripper move where they just kind of do splits down a pole.
Right, right.
Just that
yeah.
over and over again. They just took
quality
going down
entertainment. Yeah.
Right. We can only go for highbrow shit.
Right.
Definitely some chair straddling that I think I felt like the people next to me like audibly gasped when things were happening. It was a hot mess. And my most favorite one of that time in terms of just like what a train wreck was Newlyweds Nick and Jessica. Who can forget when she's eating that tuna, asking if chicken of the sea was actually tuna or actually
God.
Chicken.
Oh my God. I forgot all about that. Oh,
good times,
man.
Good times. So yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So clearly my taste ran a gamut during that time. And there were many others that we watched, but they just spread a little bit too much into the 90s and a little bit past 2010.
Yep.
So yeah. Lots on TV. Well, what did you watch, Mr. J? What was going on in
wow.
the mixed
well, you
house?
Guys you stole my Lost, my 6 Feet Under and my Heroes. And I even had in parentheses not the reboot. So thanks for stealing my notes, guys. I'm just going to throw two out there so that way we can move on. And one because, well, I live in Maryland, but The Wire, Baltimore, huge show, giant show. The
regarded as
showing,
one of the best TV shows of all time.
Yeah, and it just absolutely shows the best parts of Baltimore. but great show. Definitely not making anyone want to be a tourist here. But come on down and visit. It's a nice place. And then the other one that I threw out there, it's kind of silly, And I love to pick my cartoons, but I put The Adventures of Jimmy Neutron Boy Genius.
That's hilarious. I love it.
That was a good one. That's pretty solid.
Yeah, I like that kid, man. I like that kid. It was a good movie, too. So that's my list. That's very interesting. What in the heck does that mean?
This was like super short. I thought yours was going to be crazy.
What? You stole mine. Oh, and Amy wanted to make sure I said Ugly Betty because that was her show.
Do you know what? Here's the thing. I was going to add Ugly Betty. We didn't watch it during that time span, but Paul and I go to a TV festival every year in Austin called ATX. And this last year, they had the Ugly Betty reunion with all the cast who came back. And so, of course, we had to go to that panel and see everyone. And really, listening to the outpouring of love from the crowd, the amount of people who felt like such a huge connection, we had to go back and watch them. So definitely, that was a defining show of the time.
It was wild. They had Vanessa Williams, and they had Rebecca Romaine, and they had like just all the different cast members. Even if the part was kind of small, they were still all there. It was where else am I going to see Rebecca Romaine in real life, right?
Where am I going to see Judith Light?
Judith Light, definitely. Samantha.
She's the boss. If you want to know the answer, right. She's the boss.
That's right. That's
wasn't that always
right.
Clear? I mean, she paid the bills,
so.
Right? She wrote the checks. That's how that works.
She hired him. All right.
So we're going to get ready to play a game in a second. But before I do that, I want to take 60 seconds to bring up the vote that is on SoManyShows.com right now. If you have not seen it or have not voted yet, you should definitely get to SoManyShows.com. It's about broadcast network TV shows that are kind of on the bubble. Maybe don't have a great chance of renewal, or maybe they're 50-50. We put a vote out there for fans to vote for what shows they believe should get that second chance. And there's, I don't know, 15, 16 of them on the list. Just real quick, were there one or two on that list that stuck out to you guys that you feel definitely deserve that next season?
I would say that I think is going to get a next season. I think that Dynasty reboot, even though I don't watch it, I feel like it's a nostalgic hot spot right now. I know that CBS is doing this whole, if CBS owns it, they're going to really try to keep it around. They're trying to get away from other network owned shows, and they have that worldwide distribution deal with Netflix. So I think that one's a slam dunk going on over there.
Oh, okay.
CW.
Right.
And I also think, but for one that I think is going to die a hard death, is that AP Bio. Oh, boy. I watched the whole thing. Holy smokes. Woo. It sucked. I think it's going to die a hard, ugly, painful.
Tell us how you really feel, Caroline. Jeez. Yeah, I liked AP Bio. I liked most of AP Bio, I'll say that. But I think you're right. I don't think it's coming back.
I can't figure out who it was designed for. Like, who, if you were like a younger person, if you were an older person, like I didn't know who would love it exactly. So I don't know. I just couldn't figure out the audience. And Paul and I did do a quick compare and contrast of the Brave and SEAL team. And
yes.
We came up with the Brave with like three thumbs up on that, because I just felt like the Brave just did it better. You know, if you had to pick one, that's the one we'd pick.
Oh, you're going to make a lot of people happy saying that.
I think about it, it felt more cinematic and kind of up-tempo compared to SEAL Team. Not that SEAL Team sucked or anything like that. It's just naturally you compare the
right.
two shows about special forces.
Right.
And I mean, I think that probably the star power leans a little more toward SEAL Team with David Boreanaz.
I would agree with that.
And
yeah, I would agree with that.
Perry. But I think the filmmaking and storytelling part goes back toward the Brave. So, and that's usually why I watch something. I'm not usually because of the being hung. So,
all right.
We've on that one, regardless of the numbers and all that.
I guess we'll see.
For not getting renewed.
Yeah.
The inhuman.
I knew you were going to say that.
Being, yeah. Very disappointing. From every parties, just and it's universally regarded as as just as ABC just laying a deuce on TV.
Yeah. I've yet to hear anything very positive about that show.
Sadly. Yeah, it was the sort of thing where you watched it and you knew from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that it might take an episode or two to kind of rev up, but it never revved up. It was bad and stayed bad.
Well, win some, you lose some, I guess. All right, real quick, for me, I have to say the Brave because I've been a Brave fan from the beginning. I do think it's really 50-50, though. The Blacklist, I'm really hoping for because I need to see what happens in that show. But I'm not certain that it's going to get its shot either. And then the only other one on that list for me that kind of shocks me a little bit is The Exorcist. I haven't really had the ratings, but rave reviews, strong storyline, pretty strong characters. I'm really surprised that it's on the bubble and really probably under the bubble, to be honest. That'd be interesting to see what happens.
And there's a lot of good energy at San Diego Comic-Con for that one, especially because they had what was considered to be like a very cool first season that gave people a really good twist, and then but that ended in a way that they couldn't continue that story, but they could continue the idea of The Exorcist, right? So they go and they get name brand actors like John Cho to be in the next season. So I'm surprised also that it's not working out.
Oh, the TV world, it's a brutal, brutal place.
Similarly, Ghosted. Have you sampled Ghosted?
I have not watched it. It was on my list of shows to
watch.
And I just never got there.
This might be up your alley. This is all paranormal investigators kind of stuff. But it's a half an hour formatted show. So it's not trying to compete with the X-Files. It's trying to be its own thing. Starring Adam Scott, who you probably know from Parks and Rec. And what's his name? Craig Robinson, the guy who worked in the warehouse on The Office. So definitely a couple of funny guys. Allie Walker stars as their Anne Heche, if you will. and she dispatches them to go and try to take care of these different supernatural things. And it's probably not quite as funny as I was hoping it was, but it is still funny. I mean, I was still chuckling along with it while we were watching it. It had a lot of great energy at Comic-Con and at ATX, the festival Caroline mentioned. And so I'm surprised to see it on the bubble so fast. Or even worse than the bubble. They've only aired 9 shows, and they've taken the 7 shows that are left and said, nah, we'll just put Brooklyn Nine-Nine there instead.
Yeah, I was reading about that. Really, it's not a good sign. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they have some kind of strategic plan doing that, but it is a little abnormal.
Sometimes you hear where execs will try to protect a show by moving it or rescheduling it or whatever, but often that results in killing the show. So yeah, I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah. May we'll find out a lot of answers. Are you ready for a game? You ready for a game? You ready for a game? You ready for a game?
Always.
Totally.
Oh, I'm so excited about this game. I worked on this game for a long time today.
I'm so scared. If you called our moms or did anything strange.
No, I did not. I did not call your moms. However, I did do a lot of research today.
Holy moly. Is this like boxers or briefs?
I don't want to spoil Paul's secrets.
Commando.
This is called How Well Do You Know the Daily Review? And you are the Daily Review, so I expect you to get every single answer correct. No pressure, okay?
Frightening.
I know.
Okay.
I know. No pressure. I want you to know that it took me 45 minutes to scroll through every single Daily Review post you've ever posted. Did you know that? 45 freaking minutes.
We're up to 141.
Oh, geez Louise.
Podcast, yeah.
Question number 1. By the way, if you get anything less than 98%, I win. No pressure.
Okay.
Number one, who is your most vocal, self-professed, biggest fan?
Pete.
Oh. Well, you got that one easy and quick. I like it. And just because of that, I have somebody on the line. You want to say hi, Pete?
What's going on, Dailies?
Pete!
What's up, Pete?
What's up? So, that was quick, that answer.
I know, right? I have to tell
Pete,
you.
Pete, I
that.
Felt your vibe on the line. I just felt it. It's like a mom can feel their baby cub or whatever. I'm like, I feel Pete is near.
He is. I reached out to him and I said, listen, if you're available, I need you to be on here because this is the first question I'm going to ask. And if they get it right, I'm going to let you stay on the line and you can be like their lifeline if they need help since he's your biggest fan.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
thanks,
like phone a friend.
Right. But you should also know, you should also know that if you did not say Pete, he was prepared. Just so you know.
Oh, no. Poor Pete would have, like, his little shoulders would have slumped down like, oh, man.
Oh, he would have let you hear about it. All right, question number two. On DailyReview.com, that's D-A-L-E-Y, review.com, in the About section, it says Caroline Daly is the coolest what? No pressure.
Hmm.
My
no
God.
Pressure.
What?
He sure says coolest wife, I think.
Oh,
I would go with coolest wife just like hands down, but I mean, that's easy. That's my go-to, really.
Oh, man.
Okay, let me think. Let me think. Okay, let me. I'm a noodle. I'm going to think. What would I be the coolest?
I don't
coolest
think you ever proofread the About page.
No, this
I
is.
I feel like I.
I don't know. Both of you could have written this, I guess, but I feel like it came from Paul's mouth.
Oh, I'm sure it did. Oh, yoy. I'm going to say coolest wife, but I really don't know. What else would I be the coolest of? The coolest what?
First
all right. Pete, do you have any idea without cheating? Pete, do you have any idea without cheating?
No. Pete, do you know Pete? I phone a Pete. Pete, I phone a Pete.
So you want me to answer this?
Yeah, Pete.
All right. Caroline Daly is the coolest nerd wife in the world.
Nerd wife.
Oh. That would be correct.
So we were half right.
Correct.
You know, Paul, I feel like in the last 3 years, I've really scaled back on how much I call you a nerd. So that's really why I didn't get it, I think.
Might be
I don't
think
of myself as a nerd's wife anymore. I'm more, you know, he's increased his cool factor.
Maybe it's because you're becoming a nerd.
Oh, God.
Ooh,
it's like I took his name and I took his DNA and apparently his nerd factor.
Right.
Question
number three. On what day, and if you need multiple choice, I'll give multiple choice. On what day did you join Twitter and Facebook as Daily Review?
Oh, geez.
Definitely give it multiple choice.
All right. Was it July 2nd, 2015?
No.
July 18th, 2015? Or July 23rd, 2015? Oh, look at the silence.
I'd say 23rd.
Yeah, I think the 23rd.
But I said it first if it's right.
You would be wrong.
Oh, damn.
July
18th,
2015. Correct.
Oh, wow. What an
exciting
time.
You don't even know our birthday.
What an exciting time.
Right? All right, next question. On February 3rd, 2016, somebody left you a review on iTunes saying that you're entertaining and fun. Who did that?
Oh, my gosh. Way back then, huh?
Yep. Way back then.
Okay.
Could that have been Proxy Snyder?
I love that. I'm going to go with yes. That sounds wonderful.
Correct.
Or J. McChaos.
No, it was definitely Proxy Snyder.
Yep, it was definitely Proxy Snyder.
I love it, Proxy. But you know what? Here's bad news. Proxy recently sent us to the factory, so I hope you know we're doing this remotely.
I've also sent
as long
us
as it
back
works.
By Proxy.
I know, Pete. That's right. We're hanging out up here, dude. I mean, here's the thing, though. I feel like I was just accepting that, and I just decreed we were going to start the revolution in the factory.
Too funny.
It's our jobs, Pete.
The resistance. Team Broussard.
No. Revolution. Team Daily Review.
Back to your website. What was your very first published post on dailyreview.com?
I think it was about the leftovers.
It was. Give me a little bit more. A little bit more.
Maybe it wasn't about the premiere, right? That we were going to.
It was about the it was about the moving to Texas. I think.
I like that. I like that. That sounds right.
Or no, that's not it. It was about the second season not being a reboot. I didn't like that people were calling it a reboot. And
you would be wrong.
Well, I know that's in there.
It is early. Yes, you are right. Well, that is what you're speaking of is in there early, but it is not the first. Pete,
is it
do you have any idea,
like,
dude?
Loving on?
No, I'm not rolling, but not that much.
It's like, I know, dude, you gotta find it. You gotta dig deep. Okay. I know everything about the Daily Review after today. The answer
That's so
is
funny and frightening.
How
I
we
got
found
it.
The leftovers, how we found the leftovers.
I was talking about ATX.
ATX.
On April 19th.
And you know what? That was a very poignant article.
It was actually.
On it was. It was heartfelt. Like, we really put ourselves out there.
Don't you do that with most
All right,
of
April 19th,
days?
What already?
On April 19th, 2017, you posted on Facebook that the leftovers had you singing What Song by the McIntosh County Shouters?
I saw the sign, but no, not I saw the sign. What is it?
What? What?
It's like a I have to think of the actual name of it.
Yes, you do.
I can hear it.
Me too.
We're gonna have to start the countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm going with that. Like, I saw the sign. That's it's some name like that.
Pete, do you have any idea? Probably not.
I'm
going to
guess
Moon scroll
Daniel.
Through Facebook. No, the answer is Sign of the Judgment.
Sign of the Judgment. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now put your phones down. Stop cheating.
Yeah.
On Facebook, what color shirt is Paul wearing in the Daily Review profile pic?
Ooh, currently?
Currently.
Red.
Red would be correct.
I believe
Thank
it's
God
my Game of Thrones t-shirt.
I don't remember what it is. It's just red. That's all I know. March 24th, 2016, this podcast was released. I need to know the show and episode. March 24th, 2016.
Oh, my God. What would we have been talking about back then? Oh, this is so hard.
This is easy.
Give us multiple choice. Multiple choice.
This one's easy.
March.
This one's easy.
Oh, March? Wait, it's March. I'm going to say, wait, okay, then is that like Handmaids or Colony? Colony, it's Colony.
Colony is correct.
Colony?
What episode? March.
Yay!
24th, 2016. Which episode? No pressure. Oh, my God. Tracy got it right. She just texted me the answer. Come on,
Tracy.
Daily Review.
It's not the premiere?
No.
That would have been January.
Back when they used to, you know, care about the show, they would start it in January.
So then it would be what? Then that's like, I don't know, how many weeks out? 12 weeks out? So that's not the finale either? I don't know. Polly, what is it?
What is the finale?
It is the finale, episode 10.
Yay!
They don't get that right.
Nice job, Tracy. Nice job.
Way to go.
What podcast has been requested by a certain someone on Twitter multiple times, but has never been recorded or released?
Oh, the blooper reel.
Oh, I guess this has two answers, actually. That was not the one I was thinking of, but that would be correct.
Oh, no.
Why we think it's so awesome.
Why Proxy Snyder is so awesome, yes.
Oh, I see. Totally different.
All right, listen. If you get correct.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah. What? If we feel
go ahead. If we get correct, what's going to happen?
If you get this one correct, I will erase all your previous wrong answers and we can continue. Okay? This one's really, really, really hard. Really hard.
All right, let's talk about this together, Paul. Okay, so I feel like maybe it's possibly Pete who is requesting this. Or who else would be ever requesting something from us, and especially
We're past that one. We're going to a new question.
Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
That's Proxy Snyder.
Proxy, sorry, go ahead.
If you do a Google image search for Daily Review, the first picture is the graphic for the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel podcast. The second photo is a photo of the both of you. You're both wearing sunglasses in the photo. What shirt is Paul wearing?
Oh, my God. Does it count that I know that we were at a family reunion on a beach?
I mean, that counts, but that's not the answer.
Is it a Texas Forever t-shirt?
Oh, yeah, maybe Texas Forever. I like that. I like that. That sounds great.
I don't think you should like that one.
Oh, my God. What else would you be wearing? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
You have a lifeline. Who better not have
cheated? Okay, Pete, hit us up.
So, now, do I give him a clue or do I give him the answer?
Oh, because you already cheated and looked. Jerk.
Absolutely. Spoiler alert. I know the answer.
Nope.
I got a good hint for them, though. I got a good hint. Can I give them the hint?
Give me a hint.
It's got to be a semi-tough hint.
It's not a tough hint at all.
Well, then you can't give it. This is to erase all the incorrect answers.
At least you're honest.
All right, then. I'm not going to say anything.
The shirt is.
Sorry.
You can tell them what color it is.
Blue.
It's not Texas Forever.
Is it a Captain American shirt? Because you wore that blue Captain America shirt around for a while.
God, they're so close, Pete. Yeah. Isn't this sad?
Yeah, you're warm. You're warm. You gotta get warmer.
Warm. Okay, give me one more thought. Okay, then Superman.
Yes, Superman would be correct.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I knew it was a nerd shirt.
Limp across the finish.
Gosh, man. No, you still got questions to go. You got five questions
we
to go.
We can do it. We can do it. Come on, Paul.
Now, that's no erased problem. All your previous wrong answers, so you still have a chance at 98%.
Okay.
On December 9th, 2015, you shared a petition that you signed on Facebook to renew a show. What show were you petitioning to renew?
Colony.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
December 9th, 2015.
Was it Leftovers?
Just
Paul?
Before Colony.
What the heck else would we have wanted renewed so bad? We would sign a petition. We were pretty hard on Leftovers, man.
It would be the Leftovers. You are
Yay!
Correct.
We ate, slept, and drank Leftovers.
All right, quick, let's get through these. Within 40, how many people are you following on Twitter?
Oh, like 950.
Wow,
that's my job.
Very good. 932 is correct. And by the way, Tracy got Leftovers correct, too.
Nice. Sometimes I drop people off just randomly, so just watch out, people.
Right? This pilot was reviewed on September 25th, 2015. What was it?
Reviewed.
A pilot back in
Correct.
2015.
I will give you a
was
hint.
It
it's very
Fear the Walking Dead?
But we No, incorrect.
Damn.
It's fitting because of what we discussed earlier.
Oh, my God. Now I'm lost.
No, it was that long.
Was that my Heroes write-up? Heroes.
Correct. Yes, Reborn. Very good. All right, you guys are you're doing better here. Okay. Colony Podcast, Season 1, Episode 7. Who did Caroline say is, and I quote, the squeakiest, cleanest person?
Oh, I called someone squeaky clean. Ooh.
No, I think, squeakiest, I think she cleanest.
I think she called Bo that. Cleanest.
Bo, I would call him squeakiest, cleanest? Oh, my God. Who the hell else do I even would say such a thing about? Well, I do not believe it's Proxy. I'd like to think that, but I don't think it is.
Oh, man. Pete, you're going to need to help him, man. Do you have any idea?
Help us, please.
Bessard?
Hold on, Tracy.
We got Bessard.
God, how does Tracy know every single answer?
Tracy might be the biggest fan.
I can't believe we would call Broussard squeakiest, cleanest. That is not words I feel I would say. Would I say that about
season
him?
Season one.
I can't even
say
that.
He
was different.
He was different then. Wow.
I should have done this quiz with Tracy.
Also, was it Broussard?
And her answer is, I listened to their podcast.
I love it. Thank you,
Tracy. The answer was Jennifer.
Oh, well, I still love Jen. And you know what? Actually, we just got a like from Kathleen Perkins for like giving us a high five on liking some stuff about her.
And just so you know, it was because you guys were discussing how she had the password/code to the Rolodex thing.
Yeah.
And that's why she was squeakiest, cleanest.
Are you making fun that I called it squeakiest, cleanest? There's so
all right,
many
two more.
Phrases I use.
Two more. Handmaid's Tale, Season 1, Episode 1. Who joined you for the podcast? Damn,
was it my sister?
Definitely Kate.
Yep,
it was your sister.
Very, very good. Very, very good. All right. Pete, you get to answer the final question first. Okay.
All right.
Because you know the biggest fan. Although, Tracy... Just go ahead and text it because I know you know the damn answer already. Finally, in May 2017, how many podcasts were released by the Daily Review that month? Pete, what is your answer?
I'm going to say 6.
You would be wrong.
Damn, 7.
Come on, Tracy, hurry before the answer. Come on, Tracy.
8.
I know you know. You always know.
9.
All right, Dailies, what's your answer?
I think it's 8.
Oh, you're so close.
I'll go with 10.
Oh, you're so close, too.
We put out more than 10? Ooh, look at us.
It's 9.
The answer was 9.
Nice.
What answer?
You guys were busy that month. You were busy that
apparently.
Month.
Apparently.
2 shows at the same time is will do that.
That's true.
Yes, it will. All right, so I'm going to give you like a 83%. You're going to have to study a little bit harder about yourself.
I think it's because we're so humble. We just do what we do, and we let other people enjoy. We don't sit and you know wallow in our fame and fortune. We just give it to others.
You just release
you have it.
It.
It's for
the
you.
Wild.
It's for you to enjoy. Now we say.
Right. I dance for me, but I podcast for you.
Hey, Pete, man. Thanks for calling, brother. Thanks for playing along.
Thank you, Pete.
Thanks
a bunch.
Pete.
No problem. Thank you, guys. And if you ever have a game about me, I want Tracy answering the questions for points because she's on her game that one.
That's awesome.
Yeah, her answer was 0 because she thought I was throwing out a trick question.
Hey, hold on. I would like to add, since Pete's on the line, the other night when on the radio show, you guys said, how did Pete get his name? Hey, Pete, how'd you get your name?
Pete from the street.
Actually, I got my name because I was like, oh, I need a cool nickname for my podcast and stuff. And a bunch of people were like, yo, do Pete from the street because the way you sound. So I was like, you know what? That's cool because I've been up on the street since I was, you know, 9.
My name might be Caroline, not a bunch of people. I'm just letting you know.
Caroline Daly.
Caroline Daly gave you that name, Whoopi. Totally. You went by Peter before. I started calling you Pete.
Game. How well do you know Pete from the street? I lose 0 points.
Oh, God.
Right? Do you remember? I was like, Pete, can we call you Peter? Do you only go by Peter? Oh, Lord. We do know Pete.
Yep.
You know Pete better than you know Daily Review.
Heck yeah, that's true.
We knew him when he was a sports dog.
It's true.
Exactly.
That is true. That is true. All right, Pete, we're letting you go, brother. You're out.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks. Good night.
We have another caller that wants to talk to you. Is that okay? Are you guys
Absolutely.
Good with that? You're popular. You're popular.
Is it my mom? Hi, mom.
And they actually come with a really strange icon next to them that I've never seen before. So I'm not
is
sure
it Barack
even what
Obama?
That means. I don't think so. Hello, you are on the air, TV Talk.
Hi, it's Jesse. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
Hi.
Good. I just stumbled upon your show of Blog Talk, man. I love TV shows, so I'm glad I found this podcast. I visited the website. I don't see where the polls are at.
Oh, if you look on the right-hand side, on the main page, there's a whole list of, like, recent stuff. It's probably, like, 6 or 7 down. It should say, vote what TV shows should be renewed.
You're on somanyshows.com?
Yeah, I went so many. Hey, one of you guys look like, don't take no offense to this. I hope you don't. Like, the voice for Bob's Burger. What's his name? H. John Benjamin.
That's awesome.
Like,
it better just
I
be
hope
small.
You didn't get mad. I hope you didn't get mad at that.
No,
the guy with
nobody
the hair.
Gets mad at your hair.
Never get mad at
right.
anyone who listens
I mean,
to
the
podcast.
The dude is only so legendarily handsome that he only does voice acting.
No, that's not true. He's actually on the show of the show produced by Conan O'Brien on TBS with the aliens.
Oh,
he plays the sheriff
yeah,
on there.
Something from Take Me. I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
I don't know what show should get renewed, but I have an answer for the greatest show of all time.
Oh, we'll take it. What you got?
The Wire.
Oh,
and
see?
A little,
He knows.
He does.
A little trivia from IMDb. There was actually supposed to be a 6th season concentrating on the Latinos, on the Latino part of Baltimore. But the writers didn't have enough information, so they didn't want to write a weak season.
Oh.
Well, that was smart of them. Good idea. We don't like to do that either. We have a weak podcast.
Right.
We just don't put it out.
Right. For sure.
That's the cool thing with HBO. They don't hold a gun to the producers' heads and say, you got to turn out a show. They say, well, if you think the show is going to suck, then we're just not going to do it right now. And
that's right.
HBO's cool with that, like that with a lot of different shows. Like, look at
Larry David. I'm going to give you guys my top five, if that's okay.
Go ahead. You got
five?
60 seconds
okay.
before we got to move on.
All right. The Wire, Seinfeld, Sopranos, Power, and This Is Us. Okay.
Oh, those are great ones. I love them all.
Wow. Yeah, and ended
Seinfeld,
it with This
Sopranos,
Is Us.
Sopranos, come on now. That's excellent. And This Is Us. You got good taste.
Sopranos,
I love
we
like
you in, man. That's great.
Like it. Well, hey, man, thanks for calling in. And I know voting isn't easy, but get on there and you know, place a vote. Pick some of those shows to get renewed, man. But we appreciate you calling
in.
Yeah,
when I figure it out. Can you keep me on the line just so I can listen?
Yep, sure. No problem.
Thanks for calling.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, hey, because we are way over our time because we talk too much. Very quickly, our last topic was supposed to be about shows from the 80s or 90s that if we could kind of go back in time and podcast them back in the day, what kind of shows would make good podcastable shows from the 80s or 90s? You guys have two or three you want to throw out there real quick?
I do. Okay, so I was babysitting during that time, so I hit up on some 30-something, some China Beach would be awesome, some
oh, wow.
Maybe some V, some Night Flight
oh,
was
V.
An awesome, crazy
damn.
Variety show. All that would be awesome. So I'm going to hit those. Paul, what about you?
Cool.
I would hit all the sci-fi. Like I echo the V for sure, because that was some wild stuff. And Max Headroom with his really kind of out there
oh, damn.
Show that only they only played it late at night, and it was like, you know, not on steadily. It was very hard to watch, but it had this really cool, you know, overarching plot that didn't, I don't know, it was an underappreciated show.
Sure.
And then Star Trek The Next Generation fits right into this pocket
well,
of
yes
time.
It does. Yes, it does.
Yeah, so I think I would have been nerding out on that.
What about you?
Well, everybody knew A-Team was on my list, so I didn't put that down. Very quickly, I put Quantum Leap, Misfits
oh, yeah.
of Science.
Oh, good one.
I know it's a good one. Northern Exposure was on my list, but I wasn't sure if it was really podcastable. Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, yeah, God, that's so good.
Sliders. Up until like season 3. After that, not anymore. And then an embarrassing one that I can't believe that I remember, and I don't even know if you can find it anywhere to watch it, Auto Man.
That was the one where the guy was, he could come out at night and he was kind of like a computer and he could make a car
yeah.
like just show
yep.
up out of nowhere.
Yep. Yeah, look at you. I'm proud of you. See, that's why I like the dailies. They know what they're doing. Don't tell
we
them.
We watch a lot of TV.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, that's a good one. Oh, appreciate your time, Paul and Caroline. I'm sorry for the tough quiz today, but
oh, we want some TV trivia on Wednesday when we're back to talk with you more.
Hey, don't worry. There will definitely be more. Yes, Dailies will be back on Wednesday. Tomorrow is Mike from Pop Culture Review. And Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
Good night, you guys.
What's up, Wendy?
For
but hey, thanks for listening, everybody. SoManyShows.com, DailyReview.com. That's DALEY Review.com. You see how I spell it out just like you guys do?
Perfect.
Yeah, that too.
Well done.
I practice that too. Hey, you guys are awesome. I will chat with you guys on Wednesday. Everybody else, we're out of here tomorrow night, 8, 7 Central.
Bye bye.
Until then, SoManyShows.com. See ya.